You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The motion carries. Thank you.
Yay, the motion carries. What motion carries? The motion to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School. And to join us to talk about that right now, Elizabeth Schultz, we welcome her back. Fairfax County School Board member. Thank you so much for joining us again this morning.
Talk about Stephen Moore and subsidizing big government.
Yeah, Elizabeth, they went with exactly the option you didn't want, Justice High School. So sorry about that.
Yes. What an amazing thing that we saw in Lord. Soon are we going to change the name Fairfax County? I cannot explain what happened last night when we had an opportunity three separate times to name a school, which we were told was important, after a person of color. And I voted for every single time for the option to do what they asked to be done, what the NAACP had thought, what the community members have been telling us for 2 years, and instead we didn't name it after Colonel Mendez, a decorated war hero and a lifelong educator and sixth-year member of the community. We didn't name it after Barbara Rose Johns, whose case ultimately led to Brown versus Board of Education, which Justice Thurgood Marshall, you know, litigated or, you know, made the decision on as a Supreme Court justice. Here we have a situation where we had the perversion of the course of justice, and if you want what you want, it doesn't matter how you change the rules, how you cheat, you can get what you want, is the message we just gave to Fairfax County students. I can't explain it.
Well, on the upside, we think here on the on Mornings of the Mall, we think you should change the name of the mascot to the Warriors, and then you could be the Justice Warriors. And you just put social in front of it, and you got the whole thing is social justice
there,
warriors.
And there you have it. You know, this is a cartoon, what we just did. Do you understand that we had motions before us last night to honor any of the five recommendations that came forward other than Peace Valley, which was the name of the school, the land that it's on? And the fix was in. I said this 2 weeks ago. I said the next time we come to this table, it won't matter how compelling the arguments are. The fix will be in. And, you know, what I heard from the audience last night was something that is very disturbing. And not actually to me, but I actually heard, you know, somebody who's a pretty compelling person in the community tell one of my colleagues that they were a bad Democrat because they didn't form in lockstep and do what they were told. And the notion now that, you know, there are marching orders somehow that are crafted behind the scenes, and the very thing that this whole thing started for, which was we have to change the name of the school because Jeb Stuart was a Confederate, you know, general, and we have to erase the Confederacy and replace them, you know,
Elizabeth, sorry.
Go to replace them with a person of color. And it doesn't matter because there was something else, some other script written behind the scenes, and they had to follow the script.
Elizabeth, what did the bad Democrat do, and what should they have done, according to this person?
The bad Democrat voted for all the people of color and didn't vote for the name that came up at the end, which was the concept name. Now, you know, this is the first week I've ever heard in 2 years that we had to vote for a concept word. And this is the other thing.
So why did that happen? Sorry, Elizabeth, just if I could. You've got a bunch of discrete names, specific names that were floated. Why did the consensus decision by the people who voted for this end up being a concept, just justice?
And because you had to separate Thurgood Marshall from justice, I think because of Juan Williams' book, which, you know, highlighted some of the private life dichotomy in Thurgood Marshall from that which he's known as a towering figure in the law. And with everything that's going on in Hollywood, here comes Hollywood again into it.
Also, it kind of seems like the school board was fearful of picking a specific name. They just wanted to pick a concept because it was easier, right?
I don't think that that's it. I think they really wanted Thurgood Marshall no matter what. And when it became evident that there could have been a lightning rod association with Thurgood Marshall's personal life, then they said, well, how do we get ourselves out of this? And we'll just separate the justice from the Thurgood Marshall, which is the ultimate injustice. When you violate the rule of law, when you advertise a process to the public for the, I don't know, third or fourth time through this whole thing, and then you say, never mind, we've arrived at the end,
And
we're not going to follow any of our process and pick any of it, but we really want Thurgood Marshall, but there's this problem, so we'll separate the justice from it, and then we'll use that, we'll stretch that word to say, well, it's justice for all.
All right.
You know, when you're pulling a line and say, well, the word justice...
Elizabeth, I'm sorry, we'll have to... sorry, we'll have to leave it there to see, but I really appreciate you checking in with us again and giving us an update on everything that's changed there, as they now have to change every sign at that school. That'll cost a little bit of money.
Go Warriors!
More subsidizing coming forward.
Thank you, Elizabeth.